KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com all around the world, coming to you from the Loyola Marymount University campus in Westchester. Mystic Pete here with a show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. And I have a couple of very special guests in studio today. They've been here before, and I've worked with Hannah Ruth several times. Well, Hannah Ruth, why don't you say hi and just a word about yourself?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, Pete. I make music and do community building all around, helping people experience more emotional vulnerability, connection to ourselves and each other. And I also love talking about grief. So excited to do that with you today a little bit.
Amazing. And we have Sabrina Cyan. Hi, Sabrina Cyan.
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
There we go. it works. And you are a pianist and singer, songwriter. Both of you, very distinctive, powerful voices, beautiful voices with a lot to say. Tell us a word about you.
Yeah, well, I am also a singer, songwriter, as you mentioned. And I am just, like Hannah, trying to allow people to experience emotional vulnerability, power, grief. I try to like break, like shake, shake something in people when I perform that might, you know, like crack you open and help you go on an internal journey you might need to take.
When you sing, there's certainly something like a summoning going on.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm channeling exactly, but it feels like I'm channeling something.
There's a lot of power that comes out of you.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, let's build it up. Let's build expectations up, right?
I know, right?
Well, why don't we just start with a little introduction to the theme of the evening, and it's billed as grief songs and stories, and you have produced events at your house, many of them, where we play music and we tell our stories and we weep. Yeah. We cry real tears out of our eyes. No, why would one want to do that?
Imagine that. Yeah, let's get into it.
Before we do, though,
I want to share real quick that song we just heard.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Is a song by my band, Highly Sensitive Gaze. Gaze, G-A-Y-S. We just released that one a couple weeks ago. Yeah, very proud of it. And you can listen to it anywhere that you listen to music. It's called One Body.
One Body. And just give a little introduction to your band, because I know you just released another music video last Wednesday.
Yes, we did. We released the video for that song on Wednesday. It's
beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. It's a celebration of how our bodies are part of nature, how we're all one body with everything that is. And Isaac Kimmel did a beautiful job on the videography. So if you search for the music video on YouTube, you can watch that. But yeah, back to grief events, grief songs. I started doing the grief songs events just because I was going to a lot of singer-songwriter showcases, and I thought, you know, a thing that's been so powerful for me with music is having sad songs to listen to by myself and feel feelings that I haven't been able to feel before and have that cathartic experience. And I was like, well, we're here with a bunch of songwriters. All these people have sad songs. What if we just get together and do an event that's all sad songs and get to just have that cathartic experience, but with live music? That was what it started with. But then when we had the first event, I really realized and had the embodied experience of how powerful it is to feel and experience the emotion of grief and the different sides of it, the feelings of loss or fear or angst or whatever those different emotions that we go through, that for many of us, we've only had the experience of being in those dark places when we're alone in our bedroom or wherever you are when you go through that, maybe in your car listening to music. But I realized that when we're able to share that with each other, it really changes the actual feeling of the experience. And I always, how I describe my first time at a Grief Songs community event was it felt like there was this web of love that was being like woven underneath the darkest experiences of life. Because I was able to feel that those things connect all of us, and not just in my head, but actually have that experience with other people. So it's really changed my life to do these events, and it's made life less scary.
Well, I mean, what's the problem with just pretending we don't feel sad and just damming it all up and just, you know, toughen it out? Alpha male here.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of this phenomena called school shootings?
In some other countries, maybe. That doesn't happen here. We're all very well-adjusted citizens. Well-behaved.
Yeah.
Very. Our happiness quotient is very high. We all make plenty of money and do just what we want to do in this world.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to make such a morbid joke, but my point is...
No humor. This is sadness. Please.
We can laugh about hard things. We can laugh about
just,
hard things.
Okay, just morbid humor.
Yeah, but I mean, I think... There's a quote by Carl Jung about this that I'm going to completely butcher, but it's something about how when our difficult emotions go into the darkness, or like when they're suppressed, when they have nowhere to be felt, that they become more savage. And I think that that's so apparent in our society and how much violence there is on every level. From like relational to systemic to the way we behave in other parts of the world. And I think that's really tied to the fact that we don't have grief spaces and we don't have ritual to digest and hold each other through difficult things in life. I think it's architected that way.
When Freud said, whatever is repressed returns, the return of the repressed.
Yeah.
So it somehow comes out sideways, though.
And comes out sideways, yeah.
Not in some direct, you know, tears, but maybe in violence in society.
Yeah.
Well, Sabrina, what do you have to say about all this? Do you agree? Disagree?
No,
I can get the manager over here. We can.
Yeah, I actually don't agree. No, I'm kidding. I completely agree, and that is what initially connected me so deeply with what Hannah does. I came to a Grief Songs event, and that's how I met her. And it kind of just, I attended the event on the anniversary of a very big loss, and it awakened a need that I had that at the time I didn't really know that I had. And it's the need to feel and grieve tribally and communally. There's a really great book that Hannah and I have both read called The Wild Edge of Sorrow by Frances Weller. And it has been really... There's just so much discussion about the human really deep need to grieve collectively. And we are tribal animals and social animals. And I think our current society kind of takes us further from our nature.
So this is a primary need we have as little furry, warm mammals.
Yeah.
Psychopathic, furry, warm mammals.
Yes.
We need. Well, so that's okay. I like what you're saying. Can I throw in my little Mystic Pete?
Of course.
I think I've said this before, but you know, I have a theory about this, and that's that it relates to love, because in nature, animals don't take care of other animals. You know, animals run away or kill them or something. But with mammals, this bond occurred between mother and child, where she will give her life for her baby, right? And fathers too. But
right.
And that's called love, this powerful bond that transcends reason, survival, and that creates the mammalian world of which we benefit from. Love. When that love bond gets broken, there needs to be some mechanism to repair it. It's so deep, it's so profound, and so inherent. We need something equally as powerful that could knit it back together, and that's sadness. So when the bonds of love break, we need to take time to grieve. We need to go in the cave. We need to, you know, go down for a while and cry our tears. The deeper the hurt, the deeper the grieving, really, and that slowly brings love back. Perhaps there's always pain, but it often leaves us with a more expanded view of ourself. So if there's some spiritual teaching, this whole process can enhance us, expand us, give us a new understanding of love, a more encompassing version.
Definitely. And there are just so many ways that bond of love can be broken. It's not even just, you know, physically losing a person, but it can be being like wounded by a person, needing to separate from a person. Sometimes it doesn't have to do with the person at all. It's so all encompassing. And so grief is just such a universal experience that requires a universal means of navigation.
And it may be that we're just so numb to all the various ways we're kind of violated these days. We don't even recognize that needs some grief. I mean, when tech companies steal our personal information, we go, well, whatever. But a part of us goes, ouch, that hurts. I don't want you taking my, you know, my private, you know, surfing in the 2 a.m. I'm not going to tell you what I do. But no, what I'm saying, like, there's all these kind of minor violations all the time that we're just used to. We don't even think about grieving them. And I've heard people say, well, like, you know, if you get a root canal, you may feel bad about that. You may have to grieve your tooth, you know, like all the little things in life. Doesn't mean you have to weep for weeks and weeks. But maybe just including grief as a part of normal experience and emotion is a very healthy thing. What do you say, Hannah?
Yeah, I love that you bring up how a lot of us have become numbed to many ways that we do experience harm or the sorrow that we carry about different things in life. I just wanted to share from my personal experience. I actually was sitting eating today, eating lunch and doing a meditation on mindful eating. I tend to have a lot of anxiety come up around food and just have different experiences I've had that have been difficult with food. Something little, right? But something that impacts me multiple times a day and is so basic. And I was just sitting having this mindful eating experience, and I was listening to a guided meditation, and I just started crying and just like listening to myself and listening to where some of the anxieties that come up come from. And it was a funny experience because I'm like, I'm 31 years old and I'm crying about something that has to do with like food and childhood and something so basic, but something that I've never felt before. Right. And I've been doing these events for 3 years. So I think about grieving all the time. I've had a lot of experiences, but I just say that to share that I think there are a lot of layers that are impacting our everyday lives that many of us haven't had space to feel. And having the opportunity to do that can just, in my experience, it gives me more power in my own life to shape the way that I experience life, the way that I interact with other people, the way that I interact with my own body. So it's a big deal. Yeah.
I appreciate your confiding. Well, I would say that I don't think we ever like are done grieving. Like, oh, I've processed that thing out now. I've done, no. It's almost like the more you want to love, the more you want to expand your consciousness, the more you have to have access to all your emotions. Grief is one of them. And yeah, they all expand, but they also become more integrated. So it's not all jerky and it feels weird and awkward, but no, that's just, well, let me turn on a sad movie right now and let out a little bit of water from my face. And should we hear another one of your tunes? And then we just have to get the technology all set up for Sabrina. Yeah. And but let's do a little pre-recorded tune.
Yes, so I love that you talked about how grief and love are so connected. This song is an unreleased song from the band. It's called Whole Reason Why, and it's exactly about that.
Okay, by the way, we have a listener friend in San Diego. Maxima, this is for you.
Fall apart. You're the same. You're the wind in my sails. You're the thorn in my side. You're the reason, the whole reason why.
So this is KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com, all around the world. And Hannah Ruth, that was an incredible song, well, two songs. And what did we just hear?
Thank you so much. The first song was Whole Reason Why. It's not released yet, but it is coming out in September. That's by my band Highly Sensitive Gaze, G-A-Y-S. And the second song is called Clean. It is released. And we are having an EP release show on October 4th at David Horvitz's 7th Avenue Garden. It's a free show.
Oh.
And it is open to the public. So I am hoping to see lots of friends there, new and old.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be an incredible show. Say something about the name of the band, because, I mean, that's a whole nother area that I think people are struggling around there. Identity and gender and sexuality and this, you know, grief to deal with there. But the name, Highly Sensitive Gays?
Yeah, I guess the simplest way I'd put it is, I'd say those are two things about me that I definitely was brought up to think are not positive traits or not welcome traits. And I think they're two really wonderful things about me. They're things that connect me to love, that connect me to feeling life in the way that's natural for me. And I think we could use a whole lot more sensitivity and gayness in this world. So
joyfulness and being happy. Gay, yes, partying.
Yeah. And being gay in the sense of being queer and taking seriously all of the ways that who you are in your heart doesn't fit in this world. And then doing the best to shape your life and to influence your community in a direction that's more whole and true to who you are.
Can being queer mean just all the oddballs that we know that, you know, may have nothing to do with sexuality at all? It's just we're different sometimes.
I think so, yeah. There's a bell hooks quote that's awesome that I'm also going to butcher because I have a bad memory. But it's something about, like, queerness as being the ways that you don't fit in. It's really bad. You guys should Google bell hooks on queerness.
Thank you for sharing your music and your brilliant ideas. And now, as promised, we're going to have some live music by Sabrina Cyan. What are we about to hear?
This is a song I wrote a couple weeks ago. It's called Easy Does It. And I think in this day and age, it's hard to not be hard on yourself. And I wrote this song as an affirmation and kind of like a hug to myself when I feel like I'm not doing enough or I haven't progressed enough in life. So it kind of oscillates between the frustration that I feel regarding the progress of my life and the acceptance of it.
Lovely. Sabrina Cyan.
A place for my heart, a space for my soul, an infinite party, an infinite hope. Easy does it. I'm half a dozen years too late, but easy does it. Half my cousins have created life, and I can hardly be sustained in my easy dark. Chaos cohere to me.
she does it. I'm half a dozen years too late, but easy she does it. Half my cousins have created life. Easy, darling, easy does it. A space for my heart, a place for my soul, a room for my body.
Wow. Sabrina Sayan. Wow. I'm not sure what to say. Deep.
That's okay.
talk to us. Play more. We're enchanted.
Yeah, either. I think I gave a pretty good description of what that song is, but I'll just say that it feels really... Some songs are for yourself, and other songs, I guess you write with the intention of helping others. And I was actually just in a songwriting lab with the express purpose of developing an intention. And I learned how powerful it is to be able to decide who you're tending to, and then write a song based on that. But this song, I'm just tending to myself. So that it felt really good to play, and it felt really good to write. I could play another one.
Please.
This is a song that I hope will be my first single. I just finished the mixing process of it today. And it's called Simple Pleasures. It's about finding the beauty in nature, especially when it's hard to find the beauty in everything else. You can dig your roots into the sea. You can build four walls out of a song. You can let your seed be the stars. You can find a home in someone's arms. You can spend your days in ways you like. You can see the world in just one blink. You can find a job and be kind. You can piece together peace of mind. You can make a life out of a body. Yeah, you dream, therefore you are. And don't you think that it's quite godly that it's gotten you this far? When you're lost in observation, that you'll lose most everything. You've still got those simple pleasures that life will always bring.
can make good friends with trees of pine. You can wash your soul with ginger tea. Nature has no shortage of supply. You can find your purpose reading leaves. You can make a life out of a body. Yeah, you dream, therefore you are. And don't you think that it's quite godly that it's gotten you this far? When you're lost and feel you're drowning, no, you haven't lost a thing. You've still got those simple pleasures life will always bring. You can make a life that's more than perfect. It doesn't matter where you start. All you need's a willing body and the sun, the earth, the stars. When you're lost and feel you're drowning, drown yourself in trees of green. Drown yourself in all the pleasures that life will always bring.
Yeah, Sabrina Cyan, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Talk to us. Tell us some more about yourself, your process, your music, your grief.
Oh, man. That I'll talk a bit about that song. It felt so. I am going to be releasing an EP really soon. It's called Never Forever, and it's actually entirely about navigating loss and grief. And this, again, will be probably the first single from that EP. And it's the only one that I worked with a different producer on than the other tracks. And I recorded it up in Idlewild, California, which is a place that I spent many winters going to as part of choir retreats. And it felt very special to record it up there. And it's a place that I escaped to. And so it felt very kismet. That's where I would write the song about, you know, finding solace in nature.
Beautiful. Hannah Ruth, what say you? What say you about all this?
I love that song. That's a favorite song of mine.
Can I, while we're talking about this, can I say that One Body, which you heard earlier if you were tuning in, is truly my favorite song right now in general. and I think the production of it did it so much justice. And so, yeah, I the admiration is mutual.
Production is by Justin Glasgow. He did a great job.
Yes.
So in a few minutes, we're going to hear some live music by Hannah Ruth. I'm going to play a CD so we can change around the technology. But this is a piece by Buffy St. Marie. And if you haven't heard music by Buffy St. Marie, it's about time you did. What a powerful female singer from the 60s, 70s, I think into the 80s and so forth. But this tune was very important to me. I heard it many times back when. It's called God is Alive, Magic is Afoot. And I've struggled so much with kind of my own awakening, my own revelation, the visions I've had, and trying to explain it to a world that just looked at me like I was crazy. Or, you know, like this has been a major source of grief in my life, trying to, you know, where's the temple that I belong? Where's my community who is practices my religion or spirituality? Anyway, I think this song is about as close to that as I found. Here it is, Buffy St. Marie.
God is alive, magic is afoot. God is alive, magic is afoot. God is afoot, magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, God did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive. Though his death was pardoned, round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world, and mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh, and flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock, and time itself the magic length of God.
KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com, all around the world. We are on the final, well, about 15 minutes of the Mystic Pete Chronicles, and then comes Pat with Alienaire. I hope everybody stays tuned. A lot of good music tonight and good words. That was music by Buffy St. Marie, her incredible tune called God is Alive, Magic is Afoot. There's an album called The Best of Buffy St. Marie, put out in 1987, which just has some of her classic tunes that you are now instructed to listen to and memorize. Let us play one of your recorded pieces, Sabrina, and then we'll get to the live music by Hannah Ruth.
Sounds great.
What are we going to hear?
This is a song called Never Forever. It is the title track of my EP that will be coming out at a date that's to be determined. And it is a song about loss, about the physically losing someone and not being able to see them. I know that there's so much in life that you don't know. You don't know what'll happen in the future. And this song is about knowing that you're never going to see someone again ever and having that be such a finite, permanent thing. And it's unusual that you have such, you know, permanent, finite knowledge.
Just somebody I've been waiting 10 years for them to come back. They ain't coming back.
Yeah.
I know that.
Right,
but
right.
I'm still waiting.
And then sometimes it's impossible to internalize it, even though if you, like, intellectually know it's true. But yeah, this is about, like, grappling with that knowledge.
I heard your favorite song last night. The one you adored and would play on our long car rides. And that's when the horrible thought came into my mind. The song you held dear you'll never hear in your life again. Thank you.
Beautiful music by Sabrina Sayan. And now let's have a, yeah! Let's have a tune by Hannah Ruth, R-O-O-T-H.
R-O-O-T-H. This is called You Be You. And it's not released anywhere, but if you want me to release it, then get in touch.
We've only got a short time here. How can I help you be you? I know that you've got things to fear. How can I help you be you? I'll do it 'cause I am selfish, love. How can I help you be you? They try to tell me what's above. You are what I know is true. And I'll fly away. Paint the sky with your name. Oh, you know I'll try. If I only get one thing to say, it's how can I help you be you? They're trying to take you away. God, I wish it wasn't true. 'Cause I know I've seen a face like yours. To say, let me tell you something plain. Oh, I'll fly away. Paint the sky with your face. Oh, I swear I'll try. I'll hold you up just like a mirror. How can I let you be you? And I've never seen myself so clear. How can I let you be you? Can we fly away somewhere? It's all okay, just for tonight.
The extraordinary Hannah Ruth.
Thank you.
When in the closing minute, final words, guys?
You be you, and find the people and spaces that help you do that.
Ah, nice. Sabrina Sayan.
I just want to echo what Hannah said. I think we only got a couple seconds left, so I just thank you. Thank you for having us.
Website?
I am on Instagram. If you want to find my music, I'll be posting about any releases there. It's Sabrina Sayan. Sayan is like the color, C-Y-A-N.
And Hannah Ruth?
Find me and us at highlysensitivegays.com.
Beautiful. I'm mysticpete.com and mysticpete on social media. We'll be back next Sunday night at 7 p.m. with the very best of talk radio, and every Saturday night and Tuesday night with my DJ show, In a Dream. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Mystic Pete Chronicles, KXLU. Mystic Pete up!